This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. The biofuels industry has faced a rough stretch in recent years, with uncertainty and setbacks taking a toll not just on producers, but the entire ag economy. Blending decisions made under the previous administration led to the closure of several ethanol and biodiesel plants across Iowa, the nation's leading biofuel producer. Those closures hit rural communities hard and weakened demand for corn and soybean oil. But last week's announcement from the EPA on the new renewable volume obligations could finally offer consistency and momentum that the industry has been waiting for. We'll talk with Monty Shaw of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Monty Shaw is executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association and says the EPA's announcement is a welcome development for Iowa's ethanol producers.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to like in the proposal. Now, at this point, it is just a proposal. There will be public comment, and usually there are some changes, so we'll have to see what those are. But first and foremost, the overall RVO was just over 24, the blending level set was just over 24 billion gallons, which was a record number. And by quite a bit. And that was good, because really the previous rule that had come out that covered this year and the two previous years had really missed the mark. They had really underestimated the demand for biodiesel and renewable diesel, and it kind of trickled down through everything. So we think this is a very strong position to start from. With the overall number, you have the implied 15 billion gallons for conventional biofuels, which is kind of your corn ethanol. And then for the first time, EPA did the biomass-based diesel number in RINs instead of gallons. So we have to kind of make sure we're comparing apples to apples there, but it was a fairly robust number. There are some other changes we can dig into, but we just think as a starting point, it was very good news.
Of course, there are parts of the proposals that could still be debated amongst the biofuels industry and still require more comment and time to think about. But the 800-pound gorilla in the room, according to Monty Shaw, is the fact that small refinery exemptions have not been clearly defined.
To me, the 500-pound gorilla sitting in the corner of the room are the refinery exemptions. It's pretty clear from statements that the EPA administrator made before Congress here recently that they plan to work through the backlog of these refinery exemption requests that, due to court cases and other things, go back, I don't even know, 7, 8, 10 years, potentially billions of gallons of impact. So, you know, we'll be strongly encouraging the Trump administration to continue the process they had before of reallocating any refinery exemptions so that the overall numbers don't go down. After all, if you set a 24 billion gallon RFS, which is a record, but if you then granted 8 billion or 6 billion gallons of refinery exemptions and didn't reallocate them, you're really not setting a 24 billion gallon RFS. You know, it'd really be 18 or 16 or something, and be very, very weak.
The proposal now moves into a 90-day public comment period, giving stakeholders a chance to weigh in before the rule is finalized, likely sometime around harvest. Shaw and others in the industry say it's a critical time to speak up in support of strong blending targets and American-made fuels. The biofuel sector plays a major role in supporting farm income and rural jobs, and these decisions will shape the future. You can find more on this conversation at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.